for DJW Mobile.
For DJW, KN4RJN, where are you mobile to?
Back to the office from the dentist with a clean bill of health. Nothing due. Nothing to do.
That's good. Last time my wife went to the dentist, the crown cracked and the tooth underneath had cracked. She wound up having to get an implant. So, good job, buddy.
Recurrence to be able to go to the dentist after years of not having nothing to go back for. It's kind of a nice change.
The last time I went, it was pretty good, but the time before that, I've got some fillings in my teeth that are, you know, in excess of 50 years old, and they'll start falling apart after a while, and it starts getting tricky.
I have one replaced. That's not so bad. It's the root canals and and the digging out under the gums and that kind of stuff that's painful.
Yeah, especially when you get the bill. Then it's really painful.
When I was in my 20s and 30s, I went to the dentist all the time. I did everything I was supposed to. When I got my 40s, I got really, really busy. And I went for 10 years without going to the dentist. And then when I was in my 50s, the whole time I was paying for it by going to him four times as much as I would have gone to him if I wouldn't have continued on doing it when I was in my 40s. So it doesn't pay not to go.
Well, my wife and I had the same childhood dentist, and looking back on it after the years, we both think he was kind of a quack, but really didn't do that great a job, but some of my fillings deteriorated, and then the tooth would crack, and I have your root canal and a cap and all that stuff, and I think I'm past most of that now, but yeah, indeed.
Back about my childhood dentist, you know, they used to do all kinds of things. I don't know if he did a good job or if he didn't, but I know that was a lot of pain back then. Things were a lot different than they are now. They've got a lot better tools and I guess a lot better know-how. They get just, they're like anything else. They get better as time goes on. W4DJW.
KN4RJN, yeah, you know, the technology's improved and the training's improved, but I still think my childhood dentist was somewhat of a quack, and he was the only one in town, and it was a small town, so everybody there went to him, and he had kind of a corner on the market. I think he got kind of sloppy at times.
I remember the name of it. There was a movie about a guy that was, he was a bad guy. He used to rob banks and stuff like that, but he always wanted to be a dentist. And so after one of his robberies, he decided to go somewhere and study and become a dentist, and he did. And then later they found out after years who he really was. I don't know. It might have been one of those cases.
I don't know if he robbed banks or anything. I think he was just a quack of a dentist. But anyway, he's long gone. But yeah. What movie was that? I think I vaguely remember hearing about that.
I remember the name of it, too, and who the actors were that played in it, but they were, like, down around the border. He was trying to cross over into the border of Mexico when he was trying to get away. I think it had that guy, Raylan Gibbons, in it or something like that. Maybe it was one of those, maybe it was, like, that one that had, that was about Harlan County. Did you ever watch that? Yeah, I think that was a Netflix thing.
Saw that one. Don't spend a lot of time on Netflix, but yeah, I'm going to have to do a little research, because I vaguely remember a movie like that.
Well, if you can figure out what that was, what the name of that was, because I think I've watched it twice. I think I saw it once after I saw it many years later and decided to watch it again. It was as good the second time as it was the first. But I'm at Ingles. I got to run in here real quick before I get back home, and I'll be back out in a few minutes, W4DJW.
KN4RJN. I'll be listening.
For DJW Mobile.
KN4RJN. I'm still looking.
Beginning of a Netflix series that had an actor who's, I don't know what his name is, but him, the actor's name in the movie was Raylan Givens, and it was about Harlan County, Kentucky. And but it started out in Miami, and then it went over to California, and then they wound up in Kentucky. But I'm trying to remember the name of it, too. It's not coming back to me.
What was the name of the actor again?
Raylan Givens. It's either Gibbons or Givens, either a B or a V, one of those two. But Raylan and Harlan County. If you Google Raylan and Harlan County, you'll probably find it. Name of it now. The name is Justified. Yeah, if you Google Justified and the Netflix series, it'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, that was a, I don't know, Raylan Givens was the actor's name. R-A-Y-L-A-N, Givens, G-I-V-E-N-S.
Series, I don't know if you ever watched those things like that, but that one was worth watching.
Yeah, I remember seeing previews and trailers for that, but I never really got into that series. But, yeah.
Told me about it, so I went out looking for it and found it and got hooked on it, just like they did.
Yeah, I may have to, I saw bits and pieces of it, never really got hooked onto it, but, I was, busy at the time with, Sons of Anarchy.
Not bad or not. I've seen that, advertised, but I don't know if I've ever watched it. I might have. But that one, he's like a marshal, you know, they go around hunting bad guys down and find them and whatever it takes to get them. And he winds up shooting a lot of them, and it's lethal. But every time he does it, it gets determined that he's justified in doing it. I guess that's the reason for the title.
My last school that I worked at, my principal was heavy into Sons of Anarchy, and we used to talk about the episodes each week, and then he got into Justified, but I never got into it, and it was kind of funny.
A little bit of light. Anyway, I'm about to back it in the driveway, so I'm going to let you go. Time to start my work day. Long work day. Rainy day. Anyway, good talking to you. Catch you later. KN4RJN, W4DJW.
DJW, KN4RJN. You have a good one. Try to stay dry. 73s. KN4RJN, clear.